So we've been talking a little bit here about Twin Falls. I know that some of you were on Thursday evening. Would you let me know who? I think it was Chris and Jody, but would you verify that for me, please? Then Lou and Bryce, you guys were on Thursday night. Okay. John was. Barth, were you on Thursday night? It'd have been good if you were. Just saying. I know you do. Yeah, I understand that completely.
It was me and Jody.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Right now we've got Neva, Janice, me, Jody, and Gunnar.
Okay, very good. Hello, Neva and Janice. Good to know you're there. I got to get back down there to see you all again. It might be a few weeks before that can happen, but we're going to get it done. Okay, so those of you that were on Thursday night saw some really great things. So this is why we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the reason we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is to make manifest the men of sin. So God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Why did he? Listen, if God loved the world, then what was it? What was God's intent in sending his son? Save it from what? Save it from itself, right? To save from out of the man of sin. So listen, there's a lot of times when the gospel is preached, and because of the disposition of the mind, we do not hear the word of God. Amen? And the reason that we know that is that we can enter into a conversation just a few days later. It's what we preached on Sunday, we can mention Tuesday morning or Wednesday night, and there's absolutely no recollection of what was said Sunday morning. It's gone. So I'll tell you flat out that is a devil working in you that keeps you from hearing the Word of God to where it becomes experiential and takes you into the mind of God in what was spoken. So here's an example. Thursday night, Dan spoke. While Dan was speaking, Brian went into a vision. And in the vision, Brian saw the angel of the Lord come down and stir the waters. Correct? And so we all know that when the water's being stirred, what needs to happen on our part? Okay, you got to get in the water. So Connie calls me that evening. I'm up at the cabin. And I didn't hear what Brian said because as soon as Brian clicked on, my internet went kapooey. So Connie called me and she says, I want to be healed. And I said, whoa. What did Brian say? Well, I just told you what I said. Listen, Connie goes, how do I do it? Right, Connie? So then Connie, I said, call Brian. I've already called him. I said, he'll call you back. So what did Brian tell you?
First said,
speak up now.
Conclusion was,
okay, that's okay. We're done. All right?
It's all about intent. Okay. It's all about your intent.
Okay.
Because I said, I want to be healed.
Okay, good. So let's talk about some things. Because this is where everyone's at. Everyone. Not just some of you. All of you. And there's many evil spirits or devils that are working within that's keeping you all in that frame of mind, in that mind that will not let go. All right? Every one of you. So Jesus is sent of God. Who is Jesus sent? He's the Word of God. So did God make a promise in the beginning? Oh, yes, believe me, he did. So is that a vow? God made a vow. Is God going to keep the vow? So when Dan was preaching Thursday night, what was he preaching about? The vow. And the vows that we make to the Lord, correct? You know, as I found it very interesting as to the perception of the vows. So, a We're not going to get into that. That was Thursday night, and a lot of that's going to be carried forward anyway. But when we're talking the Word of God, and we know that we are the sons of God, it's been prophesied to us by the Lord, right? He sent his angel in the form of a prophet to prophesy that you are the sons of God. Now, we accept the prophecy that we are the sons of God, correct? So immediately, in the mind then, I know that that is spiritual and it's from heaven and it's been set in that place for you. But how do we try to work it? We try to work it from the earth up is one way to say it, but we also try to manifest it in the physical plane. And it cannot be. Just so you know, it's not possible. Yeah, we try. So let's look at something within ourselves. So how many times have we seen the diagram of the circle, correct? This is your world. We'll just write it in there. And I'll just put your up there. So we know that God sent his son. He sent the word of God. He sent it to save your world. Now, when he sent that word into your world, was there already something there working against the word of God? Yes, there was. What was there working against the word of God? Okay, the enemy, the man of sin. So the enemy is there. We'll just call it the man of sin. It's there. I got to move out of the way so that people online can see it somewhat. I got to remember that. So, because it's more important for them to see the board than to see me, so that's for sure. So it's already there. It's sent, and it's sent to make that manifest. It was sent to make this manifest, because this is why you fell. This is what caused you to fall. You know this. This has been preached and preached and preached. So it comes to make this manifest. Here's the part that we don't understand. How many evil spirits or how many devils does this guy possess? Legions, because we know that when Satan was cast out, what did he take with him? A third of the angels. Now, if the angels in heaven are innumerable, how many are a third, Frankie? A third of innumerable is innumerable, just so you know. That's a good equation, isn't it, Bryce? Just so you know. So it takes two-thirds of innumerable to overcome a third of innumerable. That's why the Word of God came to overcome. Are you with me? So we don't understand the working of spirits or devils. We cannot discern spirits because it takes Jesus Christ to discern spirits. So I want to read this morning in some things. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Sorry. I should have had these scriptures ready to go. Now we know that when Jesus came forth and John saw the Spirit light upon him. It had a body, right? What was the body of the Spirit when it light upon Jesus? It was what? A dove. Yeah. So, did John have witness in manifestation of the Spirit of the Lord, of the Spirit of God coming upon Jesus Christ? He saw it, correct? So then he could point his entire generation to Jesus Christ. Because he had witness that that was Jesus Christ. So this becomes very important in you, that if I don't have witness of Jesus Christ, how can I point the generations of my world to Jesus Christ? I can't do it. So John, who was John? Was he a prophet? Was he full of the Holy Ghost? How do you know that? Say it. It was in the Bible. I have a witness in the Scriptures that that was true. Correct? You cannot discount those things in your thought pattern, in your mindset. If the Bible said that John received the Holy Ghost as soon as he heard Mary speak about the true things of God, then and it leaped in his in it he leaped in his mother's womb in what was his mother's name? Elizabeth. It leaped in Elizabeth's womb, and the Bible says that all took place. Listen. When it was written, was it true? Don't holy men of God speak as they're moved upon by the Holy Ghost? Either we believe that's how the Word of God comes, or we don't believe. Bottom line. Not only is it talking about that which we have in Scripture form, it also is true in you. It's the same. So we have witness of those things. So like John learned Thursday night, that sometimes we think we have witness and we what, John? We don't. Same thing was manifest in Tim Gowett at the conference in, where was that, here? Yuma, about 4 or 5 years ago. 4 years ago, if we're going back to Yuma this year. And Tim learned great from that whole experience. And so are you, just so you know. Reproof and correction is a way of life. And so if you're being reproved and you take it personally, I'm going to tell you, you're just not seeing it. Right, Frankie? Yeah, it's not about you. Who's it about? It's about Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's about bringing that Son forth in power without sin. Does Jesus Christ, or does the Son of God, sin? No, the Bible says, you have witness, that the Bible says that the Son of God does not sin because he walks in reproof and correction by the word of the Father. So when Jesus came into the world, okay, so here comes Jesus. I'm going to write Jesus up here. Here he comes. And he's going to chase that sucker. Now, he's not really going to chase it. He's after it, though. He's after that man of sin. So in order for Jesus to be able to see and know the man of sin, what had to happen to Jesus before he came out to do it? He had to be tempted in the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost took him into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, here comes the man of sin and tempts him greatly for 40 days. It was before he preached. How could he preach unless he had witness in himself of these things? And yet we try to preach not having witness of anything. So the word here, so listen, this word that God has sent into you to save your world, does it need to be tried? Just as Jesus was tempted. It's got to be. If you're a son. And then at the end of the temptations, the angels came and ministered unto the Lord. Will they minister unto you? I'm telling you. And then Jesus came forth in power. And when he came forth, what did he say? Oh, man. The kingdom of heaven, it repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What are your elders preaching to you right now? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So is he telling, are we telling you to repent from your sin? Or are we telling you to repent from dead works and turn towards the living God? Boy, these things are awesome. This is where life in the Spirit begins to be revealed. Amen? Okay. Now listen to this. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And what happened? So he comes out, the devil's left him, comes out, and what's the first thing that he encounters? An evil spirit. First thing. And what does he do to the evil spirit? Cast it out. Oh, man, as soon as they see that, whew, man, this guy can make the devils move. Interesting, as we go on and read some of these things this morning, did the devils know Jesus? How did they know? By the word that he is, right? But listen, did they know him before he even spoke? Yeah, how did they know? What is a devil? Or a spirit, right? So they saw in him who he was in the Father. They didn't even perceive him in the flesh. You perceive him in the flesh and you miss it. A devil is a spirit. Wow. Devils are ahead of you. That's you got it, Connie. That's why, listen, when our perceptions are in the flesh, the devils, the spirits that are against us are ahead of us. Because they can perceive him as the Spirit of God. Hear me. Oh, yeah. They're ahead of you. They know. They know they have to submit to the Word of God. They have to submit to Jesus Christ. So when, even in the story of Legion, right? Did the devils talk to Jesus? Oh, yeah. They had a conversation. Are you going to cast us out too? Were they afraid? They asked Jesus to be cast into the swine. Why would they be asked to be cast into swine? What are swine in the mind of a Jew? Unclean. So did Jesus said, sure, I'll cast you in them swine. What happened to all them swine? They jumped into a sea of what? What's a sea? Thoughts of no understanding. That's where they belong. That's where they belong. And when they left, what happened to this man who was Legion? Did he get a new name? Oh, man. Was he now of a sound mind? You know what? Did that make the farmer mad that owned the pigs? To the point where they asked Jesus to do what? Leave their country. Get out. You cost us something here. Listen. Listen. I'm telling you that's manifesting something in you when it comes to the working of the Spirit of God or the Word of God in you to cast out these devils that are already ahead of you. Well, now, Lord, you take that out of me, and I just don't have life. I'm telling you, it is how you think. Now, you took my life away from me. You took the thing I need to produce money in order to live here. You just took it away from me. Really? Really? Thus, in an excuse to God, we'll say, well, I still got to go to work every day, Lord. You know, I'm telling you, the way we talk to ourselves when it comes to the Word of God, we are liars because we are of Him who was a liar from the beginning. He's already ahead of us. He already understands that He is a spirit. He already knows that He's an evil spirit. He already knows that those evil spirits are in you, and He knows that the Word of God is coming to you to free you from Himself, and He does not want to let you go. And so the angel of the Lord comes and says, trust God. Amen? Trust God. If you believe in God, believe also in me. These things, listen, I lie not. Someday, how far out to the future? I don't know, don't care. Someday, even in this world, this physical world, men are going to be drawn by the Word of God and those who stand up in believing the truth. And it will draw all men unto Him. Someday. But today, my world is being saved by the casting out of evil spirits, of devils that work against the thought and keep us in a place of hiding to where we will not allow the Word of God to make manifest in us its evil work, its dead works. Because it knows when we repent from dead works and turn towards God, its days are over. It knows it. Doesn't the Bible say you cannot have two masters? Doesn't it also say in Elijah, choose this day whom you will serve? Didn't Jesus say when He came, not my will, but thy will be done? Was that stepping into the water? Was that believing? Was that knowing? Was it a confirmation to you that it's in witness in the Word of God? I come to do thy will. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul, on the road to Damascus with papers from the high priest to destroy Christianity, to kill Christians, to destroy the thought of Jesus Christ. And on that road, he met the Lord. You can go read it. 8th chapter of the book of Acts. You can go read it. And he heard the Lord speak. So whom did he hear? Did he not hear that him who he went to persecute? Let me just read this. I'll just put it in context. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Whose death? Stephen's. And at that time there was great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. So, who was not scattered? The apostle was not scattered. He was not confused. He was the witness of the truth. He was not, hear me, he was not scattered. Thus the term scatterbrained. When somebody calls you scatterbrained, what are they calling you? Confused. You don't know anything. You know in part, but when it comes time to know something in completion, you know nothing. Not good. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Wow. Listen, and people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Oh, excuse me, I missed five. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke. Now, who is Philip? Apostle or deacon? He was a deacon, full of the Holy Ghost and a good report. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, for unclean spirits, listen, crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. So Philip shows up, begins to work the wonders of God. Now, how's he working them? In the spirit or in the flesh? He's in the spirit. How else could unclean devils be cast out? How else could they hear the word of God? Frankie, I'm going to cast a devil out of you. I'm going to lay my hands on you. I'm going to cast a... There's a nasty, nasty devil working in you. I'm going to lay my hands on you, and we're going to cast that devil out. By the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to cast out that devil. And never once preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's not to the... Listen. Hear me. We work these things in the Spirit for you. Hear me, hear me, hear me. That's why when we started this conversation out this morning, I told you, we have got to get to the place where we believe God and we get our mind out of the flesh. Because even the spirits are not in the mind of flesh. We have no excuse before God. None of us. Hear me. You have no excuse before. The excuse has been removed because of the preaching of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? So when we talk about spirits or devils, let's just get real plain here. Listen, do not deny the Word of God. So second thing, when the Word of God begins to make manifest a devil in you, you better believe Jesus Christ. Hear me. How would you deal with the devil if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ? Who's going to deal with the devil, you or Jesus? Oh, I'm telling you, you try to take him on yourself. Pastor Rick will give you a good lesson. How in the dream he stood before Satan and he was going to deal with Satan. Satan just opened up his mouth and blew the skin right off of his bones. Rick learned a lot in that dream. And you will too. The flesh cannot deal with these things. It takes Jesus Christ to deal with these things. That's why you're being taught Jesus Christ. And as long as we think that Jesus Christ is in the flesh, we're going to stay in the condition that we're in. Because even the apostles, in order to work the wonders of heaven and to work in the Spirit of God, had to come to the place where they knew him after the flesh no more. Because you cannot work it from the earth up. Man, you will get the skin blown right off your bones. And that's what you've been doing. That's why you keep getting overcome. That's what we do. Because I'm going to be honest with you. We think that that's the only way to deal with it because, listen, in this life as human beings, we are schooled to the point that if we don't work it that way, we will never know anything. And we have bitten off on a big lie. Because I'm going to tell you something. This world that you live in day after day after day has nothing to do with the life that you're being given in eternity with God. How many times does it have to be said that God is no respecter of persons? How many times does it have to be said that you are a son of God? And yet in believing, we do not believe the word that has come to save us. You know what I love? I love the fact that when Jesus came forth out of that wilderness, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Was he telling the truth? So in repentance, turning towards God, I repent from dead works and I turn towards God, is the kingdom of heaven laid at my feet. I'm telling you, and you will never, ever, ever be the same again. You cannot be. That's why if we think that we're going to turn and go and do the same things that we did before, even in this life, we have misunderstood. But God said He doesn't take anything away from us. Yeah. God does not take anything away from you. God gives you eternal life. God gives you all things as his son. But we want to interpret all things as whatever we can go out and do and acquire for ourselves in the flesh. And that is not God. Hear me. I am not lying to you. Man, go read that 8th chapter. I got to get over to this one. Chapter 9. Because first thing that Philip encounters is who? Simon, the sorcerer. You think you got a sorcerer working in you? Go read the story. I'm telling you. I know you do. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him. So Paul has a desire. What's his desire? Persecute the Christians. A desire of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he find any in this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. So what does he want to do? He wants to imprison them. He wants, if you believe God, if you want to believe in Jesus Christ, fine. You can believe in Jesus Christ. I'm just going to take you captive and take you to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. The Bible says what shined about him was a light from heaven. How did the author know that a light from heaven shone round about the Apostle Paul? Oh. Maybe it was because he was in the mind of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? In the mind of Christ, these things are known. And he fell to the earth, and Saul fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now listen to Saul. And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Saul, trembling and astonished, said, now listen to this. Lord, what will you have me to do? one word from heaven. Let me ask you something. Did Paul understand what the Lord said to him? Oh, yes, he did. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Paul knew it. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. So how hard is it to step into the water? Now let me ask you something. Did Saul's intent get changed? What did it take? A word from God understood. One word. Did he believe that word? In that word was Jesus Christ revealed. Did Jesus tell him who it was revealing himself to him? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Do you think it's different for any one of you? No. It's when the word of the Lord comes and you hear Jesus telling you it is Jesus. For example, in the Old Testament, Samuel, where's he at? Come on, yeah. He's in the house of God. Does he know God? No, he does not. But his mother gave him back to God, right? His mother asked him, isn't it Hannah? Hannah, ask God, give me a son. Beg God for years to have a son. Man, that's pretty awesome. Awesome. Whatever. I guess I should drink some water. That's pretty awesome. Because the promise of the Father was that what? That you would have a son. Isn't that what he told Mary? Yes. So did God grant her? Yes. Did she have a son? Then what did she do with him? She made a vow before God. Listen to me. She made a vow before the Lord that if she had a son, if God would grant her a son, she would return the son back to God. She made a vow. Did she keep it? Oh, man. As soon as that son was weaned from the mother's breast, she took that young son and she put it in the house of God to where it could be raised up as a prophet unto the Most High. Three times in his sleep, the Lord came. Three times. And he got up and he went running to Eli. Eli, did you call me? No. Go back to bed. The Lord called again. Gets out of bed, runs to Eli. Eli, did you call me? Nope. Third time. This is kind of bad for old Eli. This is not a good thing, I'm telling you. Because the light's out in his temple. The Bible says so. He can't see anymore. Third time, runs to Eli. Did you call me? Finally, Eli, three times. How many times did the Lord have to talk to Peter about what was in the sheet? Three times. So after the third time, all of a sudden, Eli, go back to your bed, and next time you hear it, you answer God. Yea, Lord, what would you have me to do? Yea, Lord, what would you have? Now, not in the flesh. Hear me. This is a spiritual awakening. This is to know God who is a spirit. to worship God in spirit and in truth, so that you can begin to work the heavens as a son of God. Because in working the heavens, will you save your world. As a son, with the revelation of Jesus Christ, will you be sent into the earth to save. As that son, will you become a partaker in the same body as Jesus Christ? Was Jesus' body crucified? Was Jesus' body buried? Was Jesus' body raised again into eternal life? Because it was the promise of the Father. My soul shall not be left in hell. Amen. These things, I'm telling you right now, 99% of the church world today cannot preach the testimony of Jesus Christ with witness of the everlasting. And keep it in the spirit of truth. And the reason is because they're not believing that the Word of God hath been sent to deliver them out of the mind that they're in. Today, you have found favor with God. That's why you're here. And in that favor, you have been granted the hearing of the truth. And that's an awesome thing. Can you worship God? Praise the Lord, man. We got the devil on the run, and we're going to keep him running away from you. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. So thankful you're here.